The Me Too movement snares Hillary Clinton. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is beginning to see some backlash from the Me Too movement, exposing sexual harassment in the workplace. A story was reported last week that a 2008 teenage Clinton campaign volunteer was sexually harassed by Clinton's married spiritual advisor, and when it was brought to her attention, along with a recommendation from senior staffers that Burns Strider be terminated, Clinton instead chose to keep him on. Clinton took to Twitter last week to congratulate the young woman on her courage for speaking out. However, there was no apology for her role as the primary enabler of Burns Strider. Critics on mainstream media lashed out at Clinton for issuing yet another non-apology on the day of the State of the Union speech by Donald Trump in what they called a news dump. In a wordy Facebook post, Clinton concluded that the short answer is this: if I had it to do again, I wouldn't. Clinton never apologized to the victim, nor did she call the inappropriate behavior sexual harassment. Hillary Clinton has pretended for some time to be a champion for women, but it was revealed during her 2016 campaign that the Clinton Foundation's leadership team had an average $81,000 gender pay gap favoring white males. The pay gap was so wide that the Clinton campaign worried that the huge discrepancies would be noticed by journalists. Hillary Clinton emphasizes that one's gender has no bearing on one's sense of fairness and justice, and that what a person does is far more relevant than what a person says. This is just another example of why Hillary Clinton was the perfect candidate to give Donald Trump his shot at the White House, which of course he won and gave his first State of the Union speech last night. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.